Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everyone.
Hey,
what is going on?
It's another spooky episode.
It's another shot.
I mean, I was just very excited to talk about Halloween related things. I remember sending you and Matt an email like 3 months ago, like, do you guys want to start planning our October fun Halloween episodes? And then I totally forgot.
Oh, I remember ignoring that text.
Yeah, you remember that one?
I remember that one.
Matt did too.
Matt definitely ignored it.
It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, 100%. Well, Matt can't read.
Right.
So to be fair.
That's true. So yeah. What could I expect?
Right, exactly.
By the way, Matt is in the room this week for another shot for the first time in, I think, months.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is like we don't have drinks.
It's weird. Here.
So like
I have some Baileys.
This is.
Yeah. Can I have some? Can I have some Baileys?
Yeah, do you want vodka in it or just Baileys?
John's going to give me a little vodka in it. Give me a little vodka in it.
This is my empty glass.
Would you like some?
Of course, Megan would. You know, if a drink falls in a forest, but Matt's not there to hear it.
Did it actually happen? Did it actually pour?
Did it actually pour? Hashtag did it actually pour? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Or was he abducted?
Here we go again.
That's my abducted.
And here we go.
Sorry, I had to find a way to use it.
I can't believe, by the way, we've done 24 another shots.
I know. I was just thinking that
and
before we
weekly.
Started.
Like, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, we do 2 a week. Like, it's been, you know, 3 months. I'm like, has it really been like 6 months?
24 episodes? I was like, that number can't be right. And then I looked and I was like, it's totally right. Look at
us.
I
have breaking news.
Oh.
It's tragic.
Oh.
Something tragic has happened.
What's that?
Oh my god, we finished.
The Baileys is gone.
We finished it.
Look, this is everybody in the studio screaming because the Baileys is done.
I feel quite content with the Baileys being done.
It's actually just John screaming.
Yeah, it's just
that's
it's
me
just
recording.
John recording himself in different tones over and over and over again.
Megan, what do you think about the Baileys running out? Exact. Thank you, Megan. Exactly.
Megan has always supported you. Yeah, I'll have a little vodka. Oh, yes. I should mention it, but I was going to wait for the staff boozer to mention this because.
Wait, is this just straight vodka?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I did not even see.
Oh my god!
Hold
you're
on, I
you're drunk already. You haven't even taken a sip.
I picked up my glass. I didn't. I was busy with my sound effects. I picked up my glass. I'm like, excuse me, and then I realized it's half full of Baileys. I didn't realize he even poured
John,
it.
John.
So if
between
it's poured
Matt
in
not
the
reading and you not seeing,
I don't
Megan
know.
And I are holding up the entire show, just us. Like Megan,
I'm slowly
is your back
my
tired? Because mine is. That's all I gotta say.
From carrying everybody.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Are you gonna do another sound effect?
I was going
I thought
to.
You were like, ooh.
You know what? There's ads. Hold on. What? Here's this one.
Oh, that fits.
Is it too much? Okay, I don't know.
It fits.
I got some feedback about the sound effects from last week. People liked it. People wanted to know what the app was.
Did you get any hate mail?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm 100%
you
towards
know,
the positive here.
Before I go into this week's vodka, just real quick shout out.
Yeah.
Can we check our voicemail anytime soon? Like, it's completely full. I get a bunch of people always, you know, oh, it's this and that.
There's
I'm
an
like,
update. I have an update. Do you want to
hear
it?
Well, it's Matt and John, you know.
Well, it's really just me, frankly, but we have an intern here at Oxygen, and they're typically involved with getting the voicemails off of the voicemail and into our, frankly, into Megan's hands to edit them and for us to listen to. And they were transitioning from summer to fall interns, and I didn't have an intern to talk to for a few weeks. I was too busy /lazy to go into the voicemail and do them myself. Now we have an intern for the fall and he has all of them ready, and our voicemail box is now cleared. So if you guys listening want to leave us a voicemail,
please call in now.
Now available. Gosh. I know that was like full the whole summer.
It was full for everything. I just wanted to give a quick shout out. These people on Instagram had reached out to me from Party Animal Vodka.
Yeah.
And they had wanted to send us, they like the show, fans of the show. Oh. They wanted to send us about 2 bottles of it and they did. I only gave you guys one. Just kidding. Gave you guys 2. And honestly, hold on. I'm about to taste it for the first time.
Okay, let us know. Party Animal Vodka is...
Ooh.
Ooh.
Goodness. Oh, first off, anything mixed with Bailey's is going to be good, but...
Right. Oh, yours, yeah, right. Yours is
It's
mixed.
Super delicious. I love the bottle. It has a bunch of leaves on it, and it's 40% alcohol. And it's just... You know what? This bottle, while makes me want to be a party animal, it's just fun.
It does look really
cool.
It tastes
fun. It's party with a conscience. Party with a conscience. Sorry, I was reading something else.
Yeah, that's okay.
Listen to this. This is my favorite part about these people.
Okay.
A portion of every purchase will be donated to various wild and domestic animal foundations. And if you know me,
because
I see people post all the time on Facebook, like, I'm obsessed with animals. I love every type of animal ever. And anything to support my little babies is a good cause. Not Baby Tersh.
No, you're still drinking despite being...
I'm helping Baby Tersh in my own
ways. By the way, how far along are you?
It's about... What I would say, what, like 12 weeks? We're
That's
far
about
along,
right?
Have you figured out like child support and like payments, how you're going to pay for this? Because like, Matt, you have a family already.
Right.
Like, can
of
you...
humans, no less. Not even
we
reindeer.
We don't know for sure.
Well, that's true.
We don't know for sure.
Right.
Are you ready to like add another to the group?
I got you.
You're ready? Okay.
He just kind of like shook his shoulders a little bit and was like, I got it.
Because when Baby Tersh wants to go outside to poop, Mama's going to need you to clean that up. Mama's going to be on the bed drinking her party animal vodka.
Oh, boy. Do the party animal vodka people realize that one of the people on the show taxidermies animals? Have we talked about that?
See, I don't know. And I don't really know how that goes with the whole, like, even though Megan claims she's not killing the animals herself. Although, Megan, did you see on our Facebook group originally? I think they might have tagged you. It was like a meme or some ad that someone was selling like squirrel like pencil holders where like they take a squirrel taxidermy and like cut a zipper in and you could hold pens and pencils. They were like, Megan, you should have this or make it for me. And
Megan said,
like,
it's so funny. I find it very disturbing.
Well, everyone, now we know what to get to John.
Please don't. Okay, well, Darren, last week we talked briefly about some ghost stories through our lives. I shared some things about my old house in Maryland that I stay in when I visit my family now. And I had some continuations of those. You know, this is the... We have a couple more episodes, I think, before Halloween, but we wanted to get these out early just because we think it's really fun. So I have some more if you want to hear them.
Well, we...
Including one that happened while I was there.
I was going to say, because we were texting while this other one was happening.
Yes.
And I will say that one that happened, and you'll give an explanation, was less scary than the toothbrush instance, which I really want you to get to. Megan, he told you about that one last time, right? Are you still skeptical of John Thresher as a human being?
Yes.
Yeah, she's still skeptical.
Oh, as a human being. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I clarified.
Well, that's true. It's funny you said that because, yes, it's less scary to you, but I have to say it freaked me out, the new one that just happened. We'll get to it in a second, to the point where I was working remotely that day, and I left my house to go work somewhere else because I was so freaked out. Middle of the day, we'll get to it. Okay, so Darren just mentioned the toothbrush falling. So here we go. If you missed last week's episode, go catch up on those because there's a couple of stories.
Yeah.
Matt, were you here last week when I was talking to them?
Not.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
No, is Matt ever here?
No, of course. Right. I just said that a few minutes ago.
But I will say, I noticed that my story has been left off.
You do have a story.
Uh-huh.
Matt does have a story.
Is this your Dan Aykroyd story, or what are you going to give us this time?
No, I have a ghost story that's insane. It's real. It wasn't me.
What? Yeah, no, it wasn't you. Okay, well, we'll get to Matt's in a second. He did mention that, and he's told me that one before that he's going to mention it. It's kind of creepy. Okay, back to my weird house in Maryland. Just a brief setup. My family owns a separate house that was going to be someone's house and then it's not, but we still own it. And I stay there now when I come home. It's kind of like a guest house, but that sounds like like too fancy. It's not like a guest house. It's just where I basically stay. Anyway, and it's very old. It's probably
your pied-à-terre, if you will.
Thank you. Yes. It's probably 100 or more years old. I knew the woman that lived there. She recently passed away. Her parents, you know, she was like in her 90s. Her parents built it. So it's like super old.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, okay, so one night I'm getting home from New York City. I'm coming back to Maryland. I did that again this weekend and something else happened. We'll get to that in a second, as I've said 10 times already. Anyway, got there. Let's say it was like 2 a.m. It was some like crazy time. Nobody else is in my house. I'm usually the only one that lives there. Like I said before, my family doesn't love being there, especially after dark. It's in the middle of the woods.
Smart.
It's on top of a hill. It's just a creepy place to be in general. Well, I was in the shower. I had to take a shower and I have to brush my teeth every night, no matter how tired I am. Right. Mm-hmm. So I get in. You sound so you're like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm
God.
Interested. You know, it's just like, I get it.
Anyway, so I come in and I put my toothbrush on the ledge of our mirror above the sink. There's mm-hmm. like a ledge. And my toothbrush, though, is like a Sonicare toothbrush. So it came in like a travel case, which lays flat, completely flat. So I put it on the ledge of the mirror, whatever, get in the shower. I'm like so tired. I don't even think my eyes are open in the shower. And then I hear the toothbrush case fall all the way off of the ledge onto the ground. And it startled me because it's like a loud crash.
Sure.
I'm like, why would that happen? And I was like, oh, my God. So I jump out and I'm like soaking wet. And so I'm like putting everything back in the case, even though I'm about to brush my teeth, which makes no sense. Anyway, put everything back in the case, set it back on the ledge, against the ledge, because I don't need to be startled again. Get back into the shower, freaked out a little bit. Can't see, you know, because it's like there's a shower
curtain.
Although
presumably things fall off ledges all the time.
Things happen all the time.
You know.
Of course, you know, especially if it's like on the edge, you know, the pizza box, Megan and people like Megan think that maybe it just fell off and cartwheeled across the way.
I'm thinking now, this wire just fell, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm thinking it's like some imaginary old cat that's living there and they're just like knocking shit off ledges because that's what cats do. So maybe that's more like
that's
it.
That's a great way to
and
explain it.
And then Megan taxidermied it and that's what brought us all together to this day. Thank you. That's the story.
And that's the story.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I get back in. I had put it back on the ledge. It falls off again. And I'm like, even more startled, I think, at this point, because I remember pushing it against the ledge and for it to have fallen twice. Then I was like, well, is something wrong with this ledge? Like, am I not getting it? Is it like crooked and I'm not seeing it? Like, how is this happening? So jump out again, soaking wet. This time there's an entire like pool on the bathroom floor because I'm, you know, in the middle of a shower. Put it back together. And I laid the...
Why didn't you just leave it where it was until you were done showering?
Well, because I didn't want my toothbrush on the ground, first of all. But then also because
But wasn't it in a case?
Yeah, but once it fell, shattered everywhere.
Okay.
So it sounded like a marching band.
The concept of naked John Thrasher, scared in a shower and then getting out of the shower naked and bending down to pick up a toothbrush.
I'm glad this is going out to thousands
of people. I mean, arguably, Matt loving
it.
Arguably, that's the scariest part of the story.
That is the most horrifying part of it all. So anyways, thank you for bringing that up, by the way. I hope everyone enjoys it.
Well, I mean,
happy Halloween. Yeah, we need the sound effects for that. Oh.
I'll do my own sound effect
for
exactly.
that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, interesting. Anyway, I think everyone's like spitting up their drink right now listening to this.
Everyone's ready for a shower.
I know. So finally, Darren.
Yes.
I set the toilet seat completely down, like the top or whatever.
Yeah.
And I laid it flat on that because there was like a cover on the toilet.
Yeah, what's falling off
flat.
A toilet?
Right, exactly. Right. And I put it in the middle and I'm like, what is happening? I don't know what's going on in this room. Get back into the shower and it falls off the toilet seat as well. So unless my house is like some kind of like time warp and it's, exactly, like spinning through space.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happens. And the other thing is it's on the other side of the bathroom, so it's not like something would have hit it. Anyway, it fell off three times. And remember, this is very well after the pizza box incident. And you remember I was telling it to get out or whatever
right.
the last time. So I did that this time too. And I'm like, okay, it's enough. I'm trying to take a shower. Anyway.
Was this whole thing before or after there was a bunch of titty fucking?
Matt, that is inappropriate. Matt. That is so inappropriate here. You and I...
Oh, that's me screaming. Yeah.
Well, Matt, to be fair, anyway. Matt, John was already naked, so he's ready to go.
Yeah. Thank you. Good
wasn't
point.
There some aspect of spinning?
Spinning?
Something like spinning in your shower?
Oh.
Something that, where I thought we were going with that.
No, that's a separate incident that happened in Brooklyn. Okay, I'll tell this one quickly because it's not that crazy, but it's still crazy.
Okay.
One morning, I walk into my bathroom. This is in Brooklyn. This was only like 2 years ago. This isn't my creepy house in Maryland. This is Brooklyn.
This is Brooklyn.
Yeah, this is Brooklyn.
I'm in Brooklyn.
And whatever that is that
it's
we're
own,
doing.
It's own level of scary. Yeah, I don't even know.
That's true, yeah. I walk into my bathroom. I woke up in the morning to get ready for work. I walk into my bathroom. By the way, I had my own bathroom in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I had a roommate. I don't think has even ever been in my bedroom, let alone my bathroom. Okay. So I wake up, walk into the bathroom, and I only have like a shower. I know that's weird for a lot of people who don't live in cities, but I only had a shower in this bathroom. And I walk in and I'm like looking in the mirror, like, you know, just like whatever you do in the mornings. And I hear this like wah, 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 noise. And I'm looking around and I'm like, what the hell is that noise? And it's like a da na na na. And then I realized it was coming from the shower, and I open like the shower curtain a little bit, and my shampoo bottle is on the ground and it's spinning as if somebody had just like nudged it and like, you know,
like in a vortex.
Like it was in a vortex. Yeah, yeah. And I watched it spin for at least like 20 seconds before it finally like stopped spinning.
That's a little freaky.
That was
really
weird.
That's what I thought
weird.
We were talking about. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't remember where that happened.
Yeah,
was like,
that was
something.
Separate. Yeah. And so anyway, that could have been, you know, people are like, do you have rats? Do you have mice? And I'm like, no, I don't. And I would have definitely have seen
I've
it.
Had mice. You really need to see a medium,
I know.
Or
I've heard this. By the way, these are just some of the things that, I mean, I've been asking my friends, do you remember some of the stuff I've told you? Because there's been so much weird shit in my life at this point that I don't even remember everything that's happened. I forgot completely about that shampoo bottle.
Yeah, I remember. That was very terrifying.
Okay, one more story, and then I promise I'll shut up. We'll get to Matt's in a second. So
Matt's already asleep.
I know, right?
Sleeping for five.
So back to my house in Maryland. Scary house. This is just this weekend, guys. I went back to Maryland to visit my family. I'm staying in the creepy house. This time of year is also kind of just a creepy time of year.
Sure.
And I'm sitting in my room, basically, at this house. It's not like it's, like, they're all just kind of like guest bedrooms, essentially. But anyway, you know those lights that people put in there? I'm just explaining. I know you know, but for the listeners, the lights that you put in windows that look like candles, and they're just really dim lights. And
a lot of people have them during the holidays.
Yeah, especially during the holidays. And they look like candles. You put them all through your windows, and they turn on based on the light outside, the ambient light, essentially. So we have those in all of my house. Everywhere, and they typically come on around this time of year. It's like 5 or 6. It starts getting dark in that house.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was working. This was Friday because I went home Thursday night, and I'm sitting there waiting for a call to start. This was actually, if you guys remember, a conference call that we were on Friday. And I'm just, you know, at my desk looking around, and I look out, and in the hallway of the house, I see the light turning on. As if it's getting dark outside or in my house, right? Except it's 2:30 in the afternoon. And this day in particular, it was very sunny. There were no clouds around. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, why is that turning on? None of the other ones in the hallway were turning on, by the way. It was just this one. So I'm like, okay. And then I see it start to flicker. Now, here's the thing about these lights in particular. As they come on, like as the light changes, they do flicker like quickly, right?
Yeah.
But they don't dim on and dim off. They flicker to full brightness, like back and forth, like until it's finally dark enough that they stay on.
They're not slow moving.
Exactly. So what really freaked me out about this one is that it was slowly dimming on, like the light bulbs don't even do that, slowly dimming off and then coming back on and like flicking on and off. And it really freaked me out because it made it look as if, I guess you could say, as if maybe there was a shadow. I didn't see this,
right?
I'm
thinking
saying,
like cloud cover is causing
like
it to, you know, feel like
totally.
It's dark.
Well, I thought the same thing, but it was 2:30 in the afternoon, and even cloud cover at that point, there's so much light outside. And again, right. None of the other lights on the hallway were doing it or the bedroom. So it just made it really seem like something was like an energy was like near it or like it was shading it in some way and I couldn't see it. So I actually took a video of it and sent it to you on Snapchat, or I took it on Snapchat, but then sent it to you on video. And I was like, Darren, this is happening right now. Here's the proof. I eventually did another video where I was like, hey, get out of here. I'm on a conference call. Get out of here, ghost.
Okay, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what you have to say. Yeah. Like, reassert it.
Now, that's not as spooky as, like, seeing something, you know, like a, like, whatever.
The movement of something scares me more.
That's what
than,
freaked
like,
me out.
That's,
yeah.
That's terrifying.
And that's what made me want to leave, because I was working. So after that call, it was 2:30 in the afternoon, I ended up going to, like, a local, like, coffee shop and working the rest of the day there, because even though it's not as spooky to describe, it felt like there was an energy that that was very palpable, and I didn't like that. And I was feeling a little bit weird that day anyway in that house, and then that happened, and I just felt like I'm picking up on something.
What do you think, Megan? In? Out?
Listen,
Megan's
this
out.
One I can
Megan's
understand.
Out of this.
This one I can understand because it
not
is scientific.
It.
It could be an electrical problem.
Now,
I get that.
If the candle A, or whatever it is, fell off and started spinning.
Yeah, right.
And or the pizza box emerged.
Yeah.
And or the bulb just exploded.
Right.
I'm in.
You know how in Stranger Things the lights would turn on and like dim on and off based on like how much energy or whatever Will was giving? It was exactly like
that. I could see that. I mean, there's something going on
something
in that
weird
house,
is happening.
I will say.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I just think it's very weird that in the middle of a day where it's completely sunny out and there are no other lights doing this, that
that's
this
weird.
One light near me would be doing it. Anyway, Megan, come visit my house if you'd like, because I think you might be scared.
That's a good test.
And, yeah, Megan wouldn't be scared. She'd probably fight the ghost.
Maybe Megan is the ghost.
Megan could be
She's
the ghost.
She's been haunting you for years.
Okay, Matt, you have a good story. Because
it's better
this,
be good.
This is your friend, right? This wasn't necessarily
you. This is not a first-person account. It's not a first-person account.
All
so
right.
I have a friend who is, and I should say, one of the most logical sort of people. You know, like, he definitely wouldn't be freaked out if a light turned on and didn't know why.
Okay.
He kind of believes.
So he's not you, John.
He kind of believes.
He had to be there, I guess.
He kind of believes in nothing. You know, like, he's not religious.
And you also described him to me as somebody who, like, wouldn't have a reason to, like, come up with a story like this. You're saying?
Yeah,
Occam's razor.
Not that I did either, but.
And he's just, like, the last person I would expect to have any kind of, like,
experience.
Ghost or paranormal story.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that I know, friends, where I'm like, yeah, of course they have a ghost story, you know?
not to interrupt you, but it does seem like one of those things where it's like, does this happen to people who really believe? You know, like, is this not happening to skeptics? Because I'm a huge skeptic. I'm a huge...
And you've had your moments of like...
Yeah, but
skeptic.
Not like that necessarily, but definitely like talking to mediums or things like that where I'm like, it's weird. I'm not whole hog in it. So maybe...
He would never talk to a skeptic.
See, that's... You mean psychic.
Oh, sorry, psychic.
Yeah.
He
yes.
is a skeptic.
He is a skeptic, yes.
So this is like the first I've ever heard
medium,
of something happening.
Anything like that, yeah, he definitely wouldn't do that. It's just not in his nature.
So what happened to him?
So this was a long, long time ago. He started telling me the story. We were like in the woods, walking in the woods, like hiking. And he said that...
Megan's already making faces, by the way.
He had been traveling through Ireland with his girlfriend. Again, this was like a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And they stayed at this, you could stay in this one like, it used to be like a Catholic church, you know, convent. And like,
I'm out.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, you know, rooms and you could stay whatever it was in. Very rural. And, you know, there was just like hills and stone walls and stuff like that, sheep and whatever.
And the Irish are already like pissed off about so many things.
Totally.
So it's like,
and so there was this like sort of room where they were eating lunch, and there was this giant glass window, and you know, they had been traveling, they sit down, eat lunch, and
middle of the day,
bright out, middle of the day, his girlfriend is facing him, they're sitting across from each other, and the window is behind her, so he's facing the window, and this orange yellowish orb that was kind of like a little face,
also known as the sun,
flew up to the other side of the window And it was flying around, flew up right to the window, and it was vibrating, and it was a face, and it was glaring at him.
That's so creepy.
His girlfriend said, "What's wrong?" Because he was looking like past her, because it was like right behind her.
Yeah.
And he like couldn't speak. And she's like, "What's wrong? Like, your face just went white."
And oh my God.
Then it like zipped away. Okay. So that night, they went to their room later. They went out. They, you know, whatever they were doing. They came back and they went to the room. They went to sleep in the middle of the night. He woke up. They both woke up because the room was dark and then it got light, and
the sun came up.
The middle of the room was the glowing yellow orange orb that was a face
that had a human face. You're saying,
right? He didn't say it was a human face.
Oh, interesting.
But it had some kind of face, and it was upset. And he was like, and I'm like, "And your girlfriend's all this?" He's like, "Fuck yeah, we're both there. We both, like," and I'm like, "You hadn't, how much did you drink?"
I was just going
like,
to say.
I asked all these things.
But
like,
for both of them to see it is weird.
He's like, "No."
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "No, that wasn't it." Like, and this thing terrorized us.
Yeah.
And he got up and like yelled at it and sort of, you know, went towards it, was yelling at it. And she was like crying in the bed and the room, you know, he was like, it was totally bright. Like all the lights were on because the thing was so bright and emanating all this light. And it like eventually zipped away or whatever. And they didn't really have anywhere to go. I think they were probably, he doesn't know how to drive. So I don't know if they were like taking buses or how they're getting around. Maybe she drove. I don't know. But like, so they went back to bed. They didn't fall asleep. They were so shaken up. They just stayed up, you know, like vigilantly. They were too scared to sleep. They waited until the morning. Then they got up and they were packed and they were leaving.
Like fled the country, hopefully.
They were leaving and there's this old chapel that was sort of like almost like a ruin or something, you know, like was disused basically.
Yeah.
You know, and they decided to just go walk in and look at it because it's, you know, looked like a really interesting building or whatever. So they walk in and it's kind of dilapidated and there's a pulpit and he sees this book and it's like black, this black book that is very old looking and almost looks sort of like charred a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he picked it up and I'll tell you all after we record what the book was and what the scenario was, but something bad in the world happened and it wasn't anything to do with Ireland or religion, or especially not the Catholic Church. Something bad in the world happened. Like
that's
a certain
known
era or incident that's very, very well documented, known, and he's connected to it, not by his own volition, but just his life circumstances happened to connect him to this evil thing that happened. And it said the crimes of blank, and it was that thing that happened.
Grindelwald.
And he seemed, you know, like he was getting shaken up even talking about it. And he said, that book was meant for me to see.
To see,
it was it was meant
for me to pick it up.
For me to pick it up. And then he like ran out and he was like, we gotta go. I mean, it was even more than like the head that he was fighting with in the night. Yeah. Like he then knew it was about him. That's what I thought. And I started to ask him questions, and then he, like, didn't want to talk about it anymore. And I tried to ask him questions, like a year later. I was like, so in that story, because it was just such an intriguing
story.
Crazy,
yeah.
And he was like, I just, you know, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And he said, I feel like if I talk about it too much, I'm almost inviting
it back. Yeah. Wow.
And that was it.
Well, I'll say this. Matt has shared this story with me off air. There's certain you know, just personal details that like we don't want to mention on the show. But just to further clarify what he's saying, the book is very, 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 very specifically tied to this guy. And just trust us on that, I guess, if you're listening. But just know that like it's not like it was a, you know, like the Bible or something. It was
a book
about a scenario that happened in the world in history, and it's just
tied to him.
Exactly.
Is the story of what happened, obviously you're gonna tell me later, but it's someone who doesn't know, does it have to do with like burning of some sort? Like being a charred book or it being the sun? Does it have anything to do with or fire or something?
I don't know that it's connected that way. No.
Interesting. So that's just an interesting way that it, because when you refer, and I was joking that it's the sun, and then seeing this charred book, I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Something has to do with someone on fire, something like that. So that doesn't really relate to the story under which this guy is related.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Fascinating.
I know. Well, by the way, guys, when we posted last week's episode, we saw a lot of your crazy stories in our Facebook group.
Yes, I did.
And a lot of us were spooked, so
I had to stop reading. I was like, why am I reading this in bed?
I'm terrified. I did too.
They happen all the time, though. They are alive and well.
There you go. Well, thanks, Matt, for that story as well. Darren, let's wrap this up, this another shot, because we're going pretty late.
Yeah.
With what are some of our favorite Halloween costumes from when we were kids?
I sent you one last week.
I know, that's what made me think of it.
That
so
my
tell
mom had
everybody
sent
about
me.
It.
So Halloween's very important to me as a kid. I'm going to try and pull it up just so I can show Megan and Matt here. But the picture my mom had sent it to me, I think I described it once, but I was all different types of things. My mom was just super crafty and super creative, and she made all of our costumes when we were kids. So we were a number of different things, and I was a magnet. I was the ocean. I was a tree. You know, when everyone's like being a Power Ranger, I was a fucking tree, which was fine, but I hated it when I was in third grade.
Okay.
And my mom made this costume of bubblegum, and she made this bazooka wrapper cape, and then I was dressed in all pink, and then made this bazooka bubblegum hat and put a Converse sneaker on top of it.
So
like
it
I was
like
stepped,
you
in
had
gum,
been stepped in gum.
And
yeah,
it's literally like so adorable. We'll post it on our Facebook group.
Yeah, let's do that.
But it's just a really well done costume.
It is.
And it's a super creative idea. I was obviously young in that picture. Sorry if it keeps it rolling back. But my mom is just honestly so incredible. And actually, Halloween, I don't know if I told the story, but Halloween costumes, that was one of the reasons I got into the Page program.
Real? Oh, that's right.
Yes, because I had used these Halloween costumes to show that ever since I was a little kid, my personality had meant to be in the Page program
here
through
NBC.
These Halloween
yeah.
costumes.
Wow.
And that's kind of how I showed it off. So Halloween's always like a really important time, but my mom just made incredible stuff.
Yeah, she seemed very creative.
Yeah, she is. What about you?
You know, when I was younger, I hated to dress up. I didn't like the whole like pomp and circumstances of like getting a Halloween costume and just being sweaty. I feel like one year I did dress up and I was super sweaty as a kid in a costume. I mean, so my favorite ones actually happened when I was an adult, which are, one year I was Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, which I made on my own. I'll post pictures on Instagram. And my other favorites were when I was different Harry Potter characters. I was Harry Potter once, Darren, in 2005.
Yes, of course.
I was Dumbledore in 2012.
You were Professor Trelawney.
Trelawney, look at you.
I have that right.
That was in 2015. I love that costume. It was very
expensive. You were really good in that one.
Thank you.
I remember that post because that was like right around the time that you and I started being friends.
That's right, yeah.
And I remember seeing that and I was like, oh my God.
And you're like,
so
you're like,
good.
I love this guy. I need to stay friends with him.
I was like, he's okay.
He's okay. So we'll post those in our Facebook group just so people can see what they were.
But
and then
send us your best ones
too. Yeah, send us your good ones when you were a kid as well.
My good one? I'll just chime in. Maybe it wasn't a good one, but when I was in high school, I went as garbage.
Did you just walk in?
Fuck you, Darren.
You came in your regular outfit.
I was a little
outfit.
More creative than that. I put a garbage bag.
This was actually funny.
Whoa,
course,
creative!
And I made a hat of garbage, which was like a big paper plate with things on it. And one of the things was a tampon that
maybe
looked used. And I went to school and I got in trouble.
Well, right.
But I thought, you know, that could be in the garbage. I don't know. Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. A reindeer dressed up as garbage is like roadkill. No?
Right.
It's like that's what that is.
That's
maybe
what
they
happens.
Were just confused as to what's going on. I like that at a young age, though, you were dressing like with dirty tampons. What are your kids going as this year?
This is good segue.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah,
do you want John to make the outfits for you guys?
I probably could.
He's going to make them better.
By the way,
him.
They're going to be the cutest Harry Potter kids in the world, by the way. Especially if Maggie's going to be what? Hermione, I'm guessing?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, this was our fun, spooky Halloween episode. Darren, were you spooked?
Yes. You know, that story about that sun figure is going to haunt me for a while, especially once I find out the real details.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm curious, even though we'll probably never say the official thing.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what the audience thinks Matt is talking about and what instance that really happened. Because I'm already starting to formulate guesses. Yeah. I'm sure you know, John, and I'll find out. But we'll plead the fifth on everything, but let's see what you guys come up with if you can figure it out. I'd be curious. And if someone gets it right, we'll at least say that like one person got it right. We just won't say that.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week's Another Shot. Enjoy your Halloween and we'll be back Sunday with a new episode. It's a good one, by the way. What was that?
Bye. I wanted to say boo.
Oh, here's
nice.
See you later.